Begin transmission.
Oh, welly, 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 well. It is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for an episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And my cat just walked by. She has nothing to say. See you later, Pippa. Oh, so what am I doing? Well, I am sitting here with a large cup of tea. Oh, it's very hot. I just made it. Oh, hot, hot, hot. So we're going to let that just sit and cool off here for a little while as I sit here and watch the Leicester City versus Chelsea game. But you might be thinking, oh, so it's English Premier League day? No. It is FA Cup day. So I'm watching a little FA Cup here. And my voice hasn't really come around yet. I haven't been up all that long. And I'm not in the best shape. I don't know what is happening, but my hip is really bothering me right now. This is still leftover issues from my fall. Yes, I fell down the other day, and I actually managed to record it because I was doing the Dubious Goals Committee when I fell down. And if for some reason you missed that exciting episode, that was last Tuesday, the March 20th episode of Dubious Goals Committee contains the fall. And when does it happen? It happens, maybe 10 minutes in. Maybe not even that long. I don't remember. Oh, I forgot. The tea is too hot to drink. Ow. And so anyway, my other minor injuries, my elbow and my wrist and my shoulder, they all seem to be better. They seem to be pretty much back to normal. If I stretch funny, I can feel there's some soreness in there, but it doesn't bother me any. But my hip is worse today. I must have slept on it funny. And when I say slept on it, I don't mean to imply that I got any sleep last night. I sort of did. But man, oh man. My sleeping has been so messed up. I went to bed last night about 3:30. Then I woke up at 6:30. Then I woke up every hour or 45 minutes after that. Oh, that was unpleasant. I never really got any good restful sleep. Just having all these weird dreams and stuff. And I remember one of the... My sinuses are not good. One of the dreams I had was something about a grilled cheese sandwich. I dreamed that I could smell grilled cheese sandwiches, and then I was going to eat one or something. I don't know. I woke up or something. That's weird when I have... when I can smell things in my dreams. That's when you know you're messed up. Oh, I smell grilled cheese sandwich. Doesn't that sound good right now? Yes, it does. Too bad we can't have a grilled cheese sandwich. Although, I am kind of thinking of making one now. I would have to go to the store and buy some bread. And, oh boy, I really loathe having to go to the grocery store on a Sunday. So, yeah, we're not doing that. No. But now it's weird. Now I can't find a comfortable way to sit. And so I'm just sitting here kind of groaning and moaning, wondering if I should take some Tylenol or, excuse me, some acetaminophen. or something. Oh boy. So anyway, like I said, it's FA Cup day. Leicester City versus Chelsea. We're in the second half. There's about 20 minutes left in the game. And even though this game is at Leicester, Leicester is down 1. The score is Chelsea 1, Leicester 0. Come on, Leicester. Get that FA Cup. And what else is going on today? Oh, not much. I'm probably not going to go to the store. I wish I could deal with my throat. I wish I could get my throat straightened out, but it does not want to behave. Oh, it is Sunday, and that means there's some NASCAR racing on. Has that started yet? Or does that start here in a little while? The thing with NASCAR is they've always got 2 hours of pre-race show, which is ridiculous. And it's not on yet. So let's see. Oh yeah, we got a couple of hours until the pre-race show even starts. So another couple of hours until the race actually starts. And this is why I can barely tolerate watching this stuff anymore. Oh, yada-da-yada-da-yada-da. All right, well, my cat went tinkle, and so now she's tinkle crazy. Whenever my cat goes to the bathroom, she gets all excited about it. She comes out and starts running around and attacking stuff and doing strange things, and that's what she's doing now. She's having some fun, some kitty fun. Climbing around on her kitty climbing frame. Attacking my little FRS radios that are sitting on the floor over there. Cats, they're so wacky. Oh. Oh, and my hip is weird. I might have to go walking. I might have to go walk this off because it's bothering me so much. The problem is, it's a little chilly outside. It's cool. It's about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, but it's also a little bit drizzly and a little bit windy. So we can't go out looking for marmots. We can't go out walking around the block because I'll probably freeze or at least get some kind of frostbite. good tea. It's hot, hot, hot. And so I'm thinking I might have to go to the mall. I might have to go to the mall just to walk around for a while, but geez, it's Sunday. The mall will be packed and all zooey, which is, I don't know, kind of a good thing because then you can get lost in the crowd, but it's also hard to walk when there's so many people there. Then there's people standing around and you gotta dodge people and blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is cute. I'm watching the game and here's a girl hanging over the wall with a sign that says, Riyadh, can I have your shirt? This is a message to Riyadh Mahrez. She was cute. I hope she gets her Mahrez shirt. Oh, so anyway, yeah, I'm thinking about going to the mall. Do I want to walk around in the mall today? I don't know. I might have to. It'll be better exercise than me just sitting here rocking back and forth, which is what I'm kind of doing, trying to keep everything stretched out right. So, oh boy. What are you doing, Peppa? Yeah, you get it. You attack that ballpoint pen. She's shoving a ballpoint pen around the room. She loves ballpoint pens. Ugh, crazy cat. Yeah, she was a little crazy last night, too, when we were watching Shakespeare. Yeah, last night. What was I doing last night? I was waiting for something else to come on TV to watch. And I was flipping through the channels, and I stopped on TCM. And being as it's Elizabeth Taylor month, star of the month, Elizabeth Taylor. They're playing all the Elizabeth Taylor movies during prime time. And at night. Late at night. And so, what was on? That's right, The Taming of the Shrew. The Franco Zeffirelli-directed version of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. Starring, of course, Elizabeth Taylor. Oh, and I watched part of it. Because I haven't seen that since I was in college. Along with all the rest of the Zeffirelli Shakespeare's movies. Ugh. So anyway, I sat there watching it, and you know, I kind of like Shakespeare, but I can't understand it. Well, that's not entirely true. When I sit down and watch Shakespeare, I'm maybe getting 20% of it. Hey, oh, did Leicester just score? Yes, they did. Oh, nice. There was a little dust up in front of the goal here. And somehow, Leicester managed to get the ball in the net. Jeez, show it again. What happened there? I was just sort of looking at it. I thought, no, there's nothing's happening here. Okay, here comes the ball is out to the side. Riyad Mahrez puts it in, centers it up. Who gets it? Vardy. Then it bounces around and does a bunch of other stuff. And then Vardy ends up getting it at the end. Okay, so there's the attempt one, attempt two, attempt three. Bounces off the goalie. Jamie Vardy for the poach. Yes, all right. So the score is now 1-1. Come on, Leicester. I'm rooting for Leicester on this one. Yeah, which just seems ironic because I am a huge Chelsea fan. I just want to see Leicester win something else. I would love to see Leicester win the FA Cup. There's about 15 minutes left in this game. Plenty of time for Leicester to score another goal. So anyway, back to Shakespeare. You know, and I was just saying that I understand about 20% of Shakespeare. And you know, I don't know if that's when I am watching it. I'll just say this. I can understand a little bit more Shakespeare if I'm reading it. Because if I'm reading it, I can stop and I can sit there and think about what those words I just read mean, especially in, you know, modern language. So when I'm reading Shakespeare, I don't know, I might understand it twice as much as I normally would. So let's say about 40% of it, if that. And I think that's generous. I think I'm estimating a little high just from my own vanity. But when I watch Shakespeare, you know, the dialogue comes pretty fast. And if you have to think about sit there and think about it, then while you're thinking about the dialogue you just heard, there's more dialogue and you miss it and you don't understand it. And so yeah, I was watching Taming of the Shrew. And you know what's funny is I sort of don't really like Elizabeth Taylor. I mean, I appreciate Elizabeth Taylor, but I can't say I'm a huge fan or anything. Oh. And this used to irritate the hell out of an old friend of mine, Sean St. Mark. Yes, St. Mark, if you're listening, please don't be mad. But, you know, back then you got to understand, Elizabeth Taylor is one of his favorite actresses. And so, you know, I used to say things, I don't really like Elizabeth Taylor. And he would, what? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I know. Oh, Sean St. Mark. I could tell you stories about that guy. We used to have a lot of fun. This is one of my college drinking buddies. And one of my horse racing buddies. This guy, well, I don't even know how to describe it. He was a horse racing nut, and he was something of a savant. He had just every single Triple Crown race results memorized going back to the beginning of time. And you could win bets. Just, I would bet people, hey, I bet I can call this guy up and he can tell me. You could just ask him, okay, who came in third? You could ask him questions so complicated like this. You could say, oh, who was the trainer of the horse that came in third place in the 1956 Belmont Stakes? And he would just think for a minute and he would be able to tell you. And it was crazy. So whenever the Breeders' Cup or any other horse racers were on, that was a massive party day. Kentucky Derby Day was just one massive party. Tons of people would go over to his house and, oh yeah, it was, those were some good parties. So anyway, yeah, oh, St. Mark, that guy was fun. And now I think he's in Arizona or somewhere. I can't remember. I should email him. I haven't talked to him in a couple years. I remember emailing him when American Pharoah won, but ever since then I haven't spoken to him. And he was a huge Elizabeth Taylor fan. And so whenever Elizabeth Taylor movies would come on, we would watch them. And we watched a lot of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. And we had a lot of inside jokes about Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. About all of our favorite lines. Like, you're just jealous because you can't have babies. We would drop that one on each other every once in a while and just crack each other up. Oh. So anyway, there I was, watching Shakespeare on TV last night. And the weird thing is, you know, when it comes to Taming of the Shrew, you know, I don't want to say everybody knows Shakespeare, but I'm the kind of guy that I understand the general synopsis of most Shakespeare plays. So I can watch a Shakespeare play and I vaguely understand what's happening, even though I don't understand the dialogue or the details or the jokes. I rarely get Shakespeare jokes, which irritates the hell out of me, but I don't like it when I don't understand stuff. I prefer to understand. Oh, so there I was, watching Taming of the Shrew, basically understanding what was going on. But I was enjoying the language, but that didn't mean I understood hardly any of it. I wish I could just start talking Shakespeare. I wish there was a switch I could flip in my head that would allow me to speak Shakespeareese. And I wish I had a switch for a lot of languages like that. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Oh, here's Lester on the attack again. Another shot by Jamie Vardy. And the follow-up poach. Oh, and he can't quite get it. The defender gets it. Ball goes out to the side. Mahrez brings it back into the penalty area. What was that? Oh, it got blocked. And it looks like it got blocked by Conte, who used to be on Leicester's side. Yeah, the funny thing here is there's a couple guys who are playing for Chelsea right now that used to play for Leicester last year. Pushing, pushing, pushing. Corner kick comes in, and then it goes out. Bring that ball back in. 7 minutes left in regulation time. Come on, Leicester, get another goal. The funny thing is now I kind of want to watch the other Zeffirelli Shakespeare movies. Franco Zeffirelli is a film director who filmed a couple of Shakespeare plays as movies. And when I was in college, I had to watch them because
I was chasing girls that were in the dramatic arts department. And one particular girl, and her name was Rebecca. Oh, she was a huge Shakespeare fan. And so, obviously, I became a huge Shakespeare fan. I was already kind of a little bit of Shakespeare fan. I've always sort of appreciated Shakespeare. But hanging around Rebecca, oh, I got to see a lot more Shakespeare than I normally probably would have. And she made me watch all that stuff. All that Zeffirelli stuff. And, you know, it's pretty good. I don't want to say it's the only thing going, but... And Franco Zeffirelli is kind of standard. The benchmark for which all other Shakespeare movies can be compared to. So I should... You know, you can't really rent movies anymore. Oh, I'll go to Blockbuster and I'll rent... Oh, no, not going to do that. So now I want to watch the Zeffirelli Romeo and Juliet. Because I haven't seen that since college either. And what else? There's a couple more. Or I don't know. So I've had Shakespeare on the brain for... I don't know. 12 hours now? Oh. And I've got some Shakespeare scripts laying around here. I got As You Like It somewhere over there. And I think I got Othello down in the basement. Do I feel like reading Shakespeare? No. Shakespeare is one of those things where I'd rather watch it than read it. And that's a reversal of my normal attitude. Normally, I'd rather read the book than see the movie. I'd rather... When it comes to theater, and Shakespeare especially, I'd rather see it than read it. Because, come on, let's face it. The whole reason anybody goes to a Shakespeare play is just to see the costumes and the sets. You know, that's such a huge part of it. Oh, and every summer we have Shakespeare here. You know, if you live in a big enough town, you probably have some... theater troupe that does Shakespeare somewhere outdoors in the summer for free. Shakespeare in the park, Shakespeare on the green, Shakespeare on the whatever, Shakespeare by the river, Shakespeare, whatever your personal Shakespeare festival is called. You probably have one if you live in a large enough city. Well, we have that here. It's called Shakespeare on the Green because it's it's on the edge of a golf course. And that's put on by the university or some people who are, I don't know what the real affiliation is, but people who are affiliated with the university's theatrical department do the Shakespeare on the Green stuff. And so when I was in college, I was vaguely involved with that as well. And I hung out with all the people who liked to do that. And that was always fun. And that's how I got so edumacated about Shakespeare. I am no expert on Shakespeare, but I have a feeling that if you were to take 100 people off the street, just regular old people, odds are pretty good that I would be the biggest Shakespeare scholar among them. And you know what else I should read? What was I thinking about the other day? Where's my Christopher Marlowe? Don't I have some Marlowe laying around here somewhere? Isn't that it right over there on that shelf? Let's check. Ooh. Oh, and as I stand up, it makes my hip kind of hurt. Yeah. Here we go, right here. Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe. One of Shakespeare's contemporaries. Oh, I should read that. Uh-oh. My cat's giving me the death face. Uh-oh, am I about to be attacked? My cat is making the jungle kitty attack face. And I'm fearing for my life. Or at least I'm fearing for my ankles. This is when my ankles get attacked. Oh. Oh, no. Now she's just... throwing the laundry onto the floor. You know, I have this I have this rod that hangs above my washing machine and my dryer so I can hang clothes on it, right? And Pippa likes to get up on the dryer and grab the clothes and pull them down. And that's what she just did. She just put a couple of shirts on the floor. Thanks, Pippa. Now she's climbed up on top of the cabinets over there and she's, you know, looking down on me. She's on her predator predator perch. She's up there in her kitty tree. It's not really a tree, but this isn't a jungle either, so what are you going to do? All right, there's 1 minute left to play in the Leicester versus Chelsea game. But the game has stopped because somebody is down and bleeding. Who is it? They keep showing everybody in the crowd. Lots of people wearing Leicester gear. Today's attendance, 31,792 at the King Power Stadium. Somewhere in the environs of Leicester, which is in the Midlands. I don't know where. 3 minutes of extra time will be added on. Oh, that was Albrighton who went down. He got popped in the nose, and so he was bleeding profusely nasally. There's a free kick at approximately the halfway line. Kasper Schmeichel, the Leicester goalie, has come out to take it. So they're going for it. Come on, Leicester. Ball goes up, comes down the corner of the penalty area, hits somebody's foot, and goes out of bounds. So it looks like that's a throw-in for Chelsea. Chelsea starts moving it upfield. Boom. But they got denied by Kasper Schmeichel. Oh, it's just a funny little kickabout. Now, what is going on here? Let's go, Leicester. Come on, Foxes. Leicester City. You know, they won the Premier League, what was that, 2 years ago? And then Chelsea won it last year. So this is basically a game of champions, and it's drawn. And if it ends in a tie, and there's a minute and a half left, if it ends in a tie or a draw, then they will play another game. Which, you know, would be nice, except I think it would be played at Chelsea. So, well, that probably wouldn't turn out well. Oh, I really need to go walk. Or maybe I should get in the bathtub. Should I go walking first and then get in the bathtub? Or should I get in the bathtub first and then go walking? See, these are the things I have to concern myself with. Chilwell takes up the left side. Lays it off to Vardy. Vardy brings it around in the center looking for anybody to get it to in the middle. Everybody's covered. Takes it to the outside. Riyad Mahrez goes for it, but misses it. 30 seconds left. Oh, they're going crazy. Chelsea's on the attack. They only got two guys. It's 3-on-5. Willian in the corner. Tries to center it up. Vardy gets his head on it. Heads the ball out of the penalty area. Oy. And the referee blows the whistle. Oh, wait, they won't play another game. They're going to go to extra time, aren't they? Oh, boy, this is going to get interesting, but you're not going to hear it. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I got to go. I got to think about a bunch of stuff. I gotta go walk or take a bath or something, but not until this game is completely over, so I'm sitting here for a while. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
Hello, this is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my Yonon Radio.